Hello, hello, Kim here. Welcome to Inside the Trenchcoat, Season 1 Q&A / Debrief. A few months back, we asked for some questions from you guys, the audience, and we got to sit down after we were done recording our finale session and answer some of those questions for you guys, so that's what this is. I would also like to note that this has minimal editing as I am focusing on editing for Season 2 things. You should keep an eye out for an announcement on that very soon. Please enjoy.
Yeah, we're recording.
All right. Thank you so much for running that, Tanner.
Dude,
you're sick, dude.
Dude,
do you have the questions?
Tanner made me cry.
Oh, yeah.
Two fives.
We have Q&A questions.
He had two fives. It was his fight and his physique. Yeah.
His physique must have been nuts.
Yeah, his physique was five and his fight was five.
What was
he? He is a dragon.
Obviously, he's a dragon, but like.
I told you. Like, he. Again, stories are. I don't want to give too much away, but stories say he is related. He's like a. Distant demigod, basically.
Okay. So you remember that dragon's body that they found in the... That we never got to elaborate on, like, the churches and shit. That really big dragon they found. In what capacity was he related to that?
Cousins. Like...
Okay, so like, those are, like, elder dragons, almost.
So the theology of that world as it relates to dragons, like...
Sorry, I hopped right into it, because I needed to know.
There are a couple of different religions in, like, that world. One of them is a monotheistic religion, somewhat similar to, like, Judeo... Christian like
okay.
stuff, but the interesting one is the dragon one. Something something hydras, something something each head had a kid, something something. That's the pantheon, right?
Of course.
And so they're both cousins because they're related through that distant line.
Yeah,
but
right.
Who's
where's Rainafall on that?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah,
she's on there,
like under them though. Or is she just not as old?
You ever play Vampire the Masquerade?
Vaguely. I'm aware of it.
In Vampire, if I'm remembering right, vampires track their power level based on how closely related they are to
the original vampires.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Who is the original vampire, right?
Well, of course.
If you drink a higher... That doesn't matter, actually. Nonetheless.
If you beat a higher level.
So, it's like, if we're measuring power levels that way, they're pretty close.
Oh, cool. He's
probably twice Reyna's age,
yeah.
So he's old as hell.
Yeah.
But maybe one day, you know.
Yeah. She's just getting stronger.
That's true.
Yeah.
Her
fire's getting more potent.
Adam was so excited to hear about the goddamn like his stats, and I was like, after this game, man, or after.
Dude,
after
I needed to know because he was putting the fucking works on us, dude, beating the brakes off of us.
I honestly thought because. I don't know if you guys remember, he has a spike at the end of his tail.
I remember.
Thought about him stabbing you. I was like, ooh, but I want her to die that way. Him just, like, getting aliened, like,
yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I want to be very clear. If I got killing blown, I was exploding. I was like, Tanner, can I spend everything I have to explode?
Well, yeah, I would have been like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. God damn it. I had so much fun DMing, guys, but I'm so glad it's done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
oh, yeah,
so
that's
tired.
So fair.
Taxing.
A year, like, straight of DMing, like, a game like this is not easy.
Has it been a year?
Almost a
yeah,
year.
Almost, yeah, almost, yeah.
Holy fuck.
We released our first episode in April. This will be coming out in February.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that's
it's
crazy.
Been a while.
Yeah.
But it's been good. I enjoyed
yeah.
it, obviously.
Yeah, you've done great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else do we want to talk about?
Did you guys have Q&A?
Oh yeah, we had Q&A.
Oh yeah, I was like, I don't know if we wanted to just talk and then throw in some Qs in the middle of it. I don't know.
It's whatever you guys.
Let's throw a Q in right now.
Yeah, let's throw a Q in right now. Okay, let's do a good one. Do we want to do one about the season?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me find.
We can do general ones as well. But
are these
like
audience?
The
are these? I sound so ignorant. Are these audience submitted?
Yes.
You guys.
Right. Some of them are just Emily.
You know who'd be best friends?
I know
Temp
you
and
did.
Arcelli.
I saw, as soon as I saw it, I went,
yeah.
Damn it.
I was thinking about
it.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. I was like, oh my god, so. There'd be besties.
Arcelli Invincible.
I was hoping it went through.
You're just like the third
so.
That came through, and I was like,
nice.
God damn it, Jesse. Okay.
I should have killed you, Adam.
Ready?
No.
All right, so this is from Jack. Thank you, Jack. What is something that went completely different than you expected? This can be both from a GM's perspective of a planned thing for a party did thing Z, or from a player perspective of expected to talk my way through guards, ended up committing war crimes. And to be honest, I think we all know what this answer
yeah.
is.
So I will start off by saying I like to DM with a rough outline of what's going to happen, but
mm-hmm.
I don't like to plan that heavily
mm-hmm.
because I want to see what you guys do.
Yeah.
Hence, in the last episode, there's that ship with the bomb. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you guys are going to do. I was telling Adam earlier, like, you guys could have blown yourselves up. Like, I don't care, mm-hmm. right? And then the story goes on as it does, you know? Like, fuck it, right?
Yeah.
But I did not expect Arsali, like, ever your fucking hands in the air and kidnap the goddamn president of the United States.
I didn't expect Arsali to do that either.
That was crazy.
That's when Arsali took you over.
Yeah, he makes his own informed decisions.
I was like, oh, Adam. Adam, I didn't expect that. That was the most railroaded mission you guys had, and you decided that was the one you were going to be like, let's fuck with it.
You were like, oh, here's like the narrative. And I was like, that's a pretty cool narrative. But what if we just flipped it up so he made us? Yeah.
What if I grab
also, I don't know if we've mentioned it on pod. It stemmed from a fundamental misunderstanding on my end of something Tanner said.
Yeah.
Because, so I was like, so in the moment I was like, oh, like, hey, like, I don't care anything we talked about. I was like, oh, hey, like, he made B, we're fucked. Like, the plan's blown. And Tanner was like, oh, maybe, but he'd have to get clearance to have stuff done. And so I was like, this guy needs clearance, what a bitch. He's not that important. Kidnapped him. And then Tanner was like, that's the President of the United States. And I was like, President of the United States doesn't need clearance. And, well, here we are.
Here we are.
We won!
I mean, you guys, well,
oh, fuck.
We can spoil that. Mabel totally did it.
I had the vibe that he did it because you guys were like, oh no, it might have been like someone else, and I was like, no, I think he did it.
It was so sus, dude.
Yeah.
When he was drinking, I didn't know what you guys would think, right?
Uh-huh.
But when he was drinking, I was like, either they're gonna think, oh, he's trying to like deal with the guilt of having just murdered somebody, or he's trying to hide it, and he was totally doing the second one. In my opinion, like, my thought was that Mabel did it because one of the themes I wanted to deal with a lot this season was just, like, what does our non-Star Wars rebellion kind of look like? Like, we have our moments, obviously, right?
Yeah.
We have our fun, but it gets ugly sometimes. Oh, and Mabel, let's not forget, kind of won in the end. Like, should he have done that thing? Probably not.
Yeah.
Well,
I've reserved most of the time that Mabel is a bad guy. People who, like, I get he led a rebellion, but people who put themselves in positions of power are always fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a big thing for me where I was like,
I was just like, you know, in my mind, the reason short-term he did it was because, like, use this to justify further action, which is pretty classic, like...
Oh, yeah.
Anything, Bearing actually, stuff. Like, pretty classic, like, governmental control of any kind, leadership stuff.
Yeah.
Let's do something bad to justify why we're going to do something worse.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Whether or not it was worth it is maybe not for me to decide.
I wonder if Jack ever will sniff up that Mabel's the one that did it. I hope not, for Mabel's sake.
Another time. But I honestly...
That's another story.
Would Jack kill Mabel?
Yes. Harvey. And if he found that out,
I figured.
Yeah. That's because that's complete misuse of his power. Jack's a full blown socialist.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Whoa, you're using your power, your position of power, to manipulate everybody."
But yeah, so that was what was up with that. I was like, I wonder if they're gonna say anything to it. I mean, I don't mean this in a bad way. You guys followed him to the end.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, we had to.
Yeah, that's true. But that's why I was like,
there weren't more presidents for me to kidnap.
Yeah, no shit. But yeah, so sorry, we got kind of off track.
Asks us.
Hmm?
Wait, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is him kidnapping the president everybody's answer, Rodrigo?
Yeah. That was where, like, I was like, fuck, I don't know what we're going to do on the podcast anymore. After that.
Yeah,
I thought it
really just, like, switched around the vibe.
Yeah.
Another one was, the fucking first balloon incident.
Oh shit,
Devon.
Oh wait,
did we get that
in the lost recordings? Or
or are you trying to kill me?
You trying to kill ourselves?
Oh, really?
That was tough. That was the end. I didn't expect you to try to kill me.
No, because I was like, oh okay, and then you were just like, no, Devon switches it off.
I will say I was pushing your buttons a lot on purpose because early on in the campaign we were very like cloistered, and Tanner and I talked about it. I feel like I was talking a lot. Because I was feeling a lot of dead space and word audio format.
Yeah.
And I also felt like I was making all of the informed decisions. Like, we'd be like, oh, like, here's this thing to do. And then we'd just sit here. And I was like, oh, like, we're putting, like, minutes on to make a decision. Like, that's a lot of editing. That's a lot. Like, that's not how this game should be going. Like, we should... we're not making interesting content that way. Mm-hmm. And so then I was like, well, I don't want to keep making, I don't talk to anyone, I don't want to keep making all the decisions. And I was like, well, I'm going to start forcing them to do stuff. And I thought, like, it was going to, like, force Tamlin, like, out of her shell with Devon and, like, have Devon, like,
change.
But instead of having Devon change early on, it had Devon try to murder me. So that was crazy.
So I will say, one of the flaws, I think, or the difficulties of that GMing style I talked about earlier, where, like, I kind of let things happen. In a worse group, we stop playing when that happens.
Yeah.
And we're done. Like, the pod, not only is the, like, game done, the pod, you know, has difficulties.
That was PvP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys handled it great. Obviously, both of you were in character the whole time. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
Me and Caitlin fought after a fist fight, like, straight up.
No.
It was in a parking lot. Yeah. I was there. I watched it.
I filmed it, guys.
I was incredibly nervous during all of those episodes.
She thought I was mad
at her. Well, because each, so, in case you didn't know, we take long recording days because we only record once a month. And so, in between each episode, Tamlin kept asking us if, if we were okay with her decision.
Like, is that okay? Was that okay? Yeah. Should we go back? Should we do it? I can take it back.
In terms of something I didn't expect, though, as a player, I didn't expect the devil from the Bible. I keep bringing it up, but only because, like, this whole, like, game... Oh, sorry. I like getting the descent of Adesalia leaving. I like Adesalia a lot. But me being able to play Jack, who was much easier to take a back seat with because you tried to kill me, and because everyone else started coming out of their, like, shells a little bit in recording. Like, I think you hear the switch at about episode 15.
Yes, absolutely.
In when we hit our stride, which, you know. But, but I was happy with that. But I didn't expect the double from the Bible. I didn't expect something that could just kind of hard tank everything I did. Because, I mean, up to this point, I was our big hitter, right? Like, I had all my points were dumped into damage. And so I one-shot that other Reyna dragon. And I was like, cool. Like, you know, like, I thought that was going to be my big fight. It wasn't. And I was like, all right.
I wanted to challenge you guys in a way that you hadn't been.
And you did.
I didn't fudge my rolls, and that dragon wasn't unbeatable.
Nice.
But it took a goddamn hit.
Like, also, I will say, our fight with him started with me and Arena.
We're severely hurt.
Already hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So super hurt. And so that's what immediately we were like...
It also started when we were all, like, almost out of resources.
Yeah, it took three of you to take it down temporarily.
Yeah. Did it die?
No.
Fuck!
Shit!
I knew it's out there.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what Bull looks like 5 years down the road, but he's still kicking.
That's totally gonna be a Reyna and Adesalia problem at some point.
Yeah, right?
That could be the team that gets back together.
He takes down Bull one last time, yeah.
Why? Yeah.
How does Devon feel about that whole situation?
Oh, Bull. You mean, like, Bull?
Yeah.
It's like...
Them fighting Bull.
I told you the whole story.
He's just a dragon.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
So, like, at first it's like, oh shit, you just, like, fucking... You've dealt with, like, a fucking demigod of a dragon. Like, that you should be dead kind of thing. And then it kind of switches into, like, oh, if I was there, I could have handled that better.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have gotten hurt. Maybe we could have de-escalated it.
Yeah.
It was just an animal that was cornered.
Well, I do tell you what happened, because originally me and Bull were cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were cornered, and I blew up the ships, and he got caught in the crosshair.
Yeah.
And he looked fine.
I will say, I did not plan on... I was like, I was like, maybe they'll fight, maybe they won't. You guys did fight, challenge. But there was a chance you didn't.
I was trying to avoid him. I was trying to avoid fighting him. Just because I knew it would pull all of my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that just leaves them fighting everybody else.
Fuck, man. Sorry, I'm just like...
Yeah. Another cue?
Let's do another cue!
Yeah.
So I don't know who this one is from, but thank you for asking.
Anon.
It says, hi GMs, what was your favorite part of the first season? Smiley face.
Fuck.
That's really hard.
It's a lot.
I guess because it's on my mind, how fucking baller B was when she came back for the last mission.
Yes, dude, she was on point.
She came back standing on business.
Yeah. Stood on business.
She did.
It's one of two moments. When Rodrigo gets kidnapped is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love stuff. I like, as much as it was crazy, I love when stuff like that happens. I love when people do that stuff.
A series of fortunate rolls.
Sure.
I don't think I rolled under a 6 that whole episode.
Mm-mm.
I would love to go track. I would love to track my rolls for the campaign. Should have done that.
Give me a heart attack if you show me that sheet, dude.
Yeah.
But
just the statistics are off the chart, man.
The other one, and maybe it's also because it's fresh, is when B walks up and tandems lean against the rail with each shot and like the whiskey, and then he tosses one over.
Yeah.
I just like, it felt like a really good visual moment for me to think about. Like, from me as like a player myself, you know?
When he did it, I was like, this bitch killed Jameson. Like, I was so, I knew. Like... Yeah. It hurt.
Yeah, I knew he died because I was, I think I said this off mic.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing rolls and I was like, Tandem and Jameson. Like, and Tandem rolled bad and I was like, oh no. And then I was like, and Jameson rolled well and I was like, what would Jameson do? Because they're next to it, they're back to back.
Yeah, they're besties, dude.
And, you know.
He's too fucking sturdy.
Dude, solid. One last thing for Tandem, solid, like, as his first mate.
He was him, dude.
The whole time.
The best first mate. Mm-hmm. The first mate. There's a lot of really fun. I honestly don't like the Rodrigo thing that much. Because it was like afterwards, I felt a lot of stress about it because like I said, it was from a misunderstanding on my end, and then we come to it and like Tanner was like, dude, like yo, and I like felt, I was like, oh man, I fucked up, like that's on me, like you know, it was and so like I, in theory, it was fun and the roles were crazy and it was a crazy thing to do, but it, like. If I had been more informed of the situation, I would not have done that.
Yeah, I think we got better at that taught us a lesson of like, hey, let's like talk things through, like just so we're on the same page.
What we know.
Yeah. That's why I've been asking a lot this past session. I was like, what do you want to do? Like, what's your goal here?
Yeah.
You know? But Adam, you're saying.
Yeah, so that's one that I'm like, eh. Like I understand its funness. Also, I think Rogue Depot, that was, like, a big episode for Rogue Depot.
Shout out to Rogue Depot, one of our biggest fans out there.
And,
you're the homie.
Yeah, and they were just, like, loved that episode.
I loved it, too.
I really liked, fucking, this last recording session, us being a falling star on fire. That was sick.
That was cool,
And then they're trying to think, because there's something that, oh my god, killing the pirate.
When Frankie just goes up and shanks that guy.
I don't like that moment. I felt really bad for killing Tanner's cool ass NPC.
You guys did all a goddamn time, but
Jesse fucking defeating the Titus, defeating the serpent.
That was pretty sick. Titus had some really good moments.
Titus had some of the best moments.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jesse.
Yeah.
Favorite moment.
My favorite moment. I think it might be kidnapping the premiere because I feel like it did change the tone of the rest that we just had this guy and we're like, what do we do with him? and I think that's really when the team really split too.
Yeah, dude, it caused a lot of strife.
Caused a schism.
So
that's when fucking Arcelli left around then, right?
It was the following mission. Yeah. Because
tensions were high, things didn't, you know.
Arcelli was a little scattered.
Yeah.
I think that just like made a real big low point. That just like it kind of dropped and then it got worse.
Yeah, you know? But it gave us somewhere to go.
Yeah, I agree
with that. Dude, it was something.
Pulling a gun in the middle of a goddamn party. Everybody has an ear. All right.
With so much smoke.
I know.
Tanlin?
My favorite moment has to be when Devon and Arcelli are fighting on the boat and they're about to like fucking fist fight. That whole interaction is like. It sucked for me.
Uh-huh.
My heart was like, I was like shaking while we were doing it. But like, it was such fun roleplay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there was a lot there that was very fun. I liked, just all of that.
Yeah, it was very good.
And then we ended up being fucking pals at the end of it.
Yeah.
Pals. Adventure buddies.
Yeah, we're pals, dude.
Yeah.
We're friends, dude. We spent years together. We're friends.
Like to say. Yeah, I was like, I think Devon doesn't want to admit it, but...
Every once in a while, like, I'll be like, oh yeah, like this is my friend, my old friend Devon. And then Devon's like, Fred. And then Rain is like...
Do we have more questions I like answering? These are fun. Sorry, I just enjoyed these.
Okay, so this is from Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie. So the first part of her question was, what was your favorite moment from the season? But I like particularly her second half. And also, what's your favorite trait, personality or other, that your character has?
Mm.
And this can be an NPC.
Omniscience?
Being the devil from the Bible?
Yeah.
I can answer this, but somebody else should go. I have hundreds of people to go at. Dozens, but you know.
I'll go. I'll just go with, like, both my characters. Jack, I loved Prick and Babel. I just loved. Also, I loved because I swapped from Jack from like to Jack from Monticelli, who was like, I can't kill anybody, I'll never kill people. And then Jack was like, yeah, I murder people for fun. Like, don't look at me the wrong way. So that was very fun. I liked Jack being the worst. Like, that was very fun for me getting to play. Just kind
fucking
of
fucking kebab guy.
Dude, yeah, that was funny. Jack's design is very punk inspired. There's like lacing and colors and on his boots and all that. He's very much punk inspired. It was very fun for me to talk with him about designing that. And then Adeseli, there's a lot of things about Adeseli I love. He's like my first character for the pod. He's fucking sick as fuck. I like that now he's learning more magic. I think that's fun. But I really, really like his character design, and in that I love his little floral frock that you know that he wears now, but I also love his hair and what I got to do with it, because I mean that's a fun expression on my end. Like I mean I haven't cut my hair since before COVID now. And I don't plan on cutting anytime soon. There's a lot of indigenous cultures that like don't like they grow their hair out and then they cut it when they have like a big loss or there's a big life change or something like that. There's some indigenous cultures that cut it for spring and things like that, and so I thought that was a very interesting and fun thing to pull from. For one, for myself, because like I said, I don't cut my hair. And I don't plan on doing any time soon until, you know, maybe I have to. And yeah, and I felt like that was a cool thing I got to express in Adeseli and in his art design that you know, you don't get to see everywhere else.
Me?
Yeah,
Devon. Make you go?
Oh, God. I hate Devon. He's the fucking worst. I don't know. I mean, it's really interesting for me to play, like, such a stubborn character. Or trying to. I'm used to, like, I play, like, characters that are just, like, very much, like, do it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh no! Good? Oh no!
I don't know if we have napkins.
Quickly!
I don't see any napkins. Guys, this is an
emergency.
Oh god. Just go out, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's gone.
So, Jesse, what's your.
I don't know. I really liked how Titus, I had him be like his alcoholism with his mood.
Yeah.
He would start feeling better, so he'd start drinking less, and then like something would bring him down, and then he'd become like an asshole, like a dark alcoholic, and be like more dumb. And then I don't know. I kind of like thinking like, well, how would he feel? And then anytime he was like upset, he would immediately go to the bottle.
Yeah. No, that was very good.
I agree. Being Frankie.
Okay. So I think for. Good job, Bessie.
Walk of shame.
Do you want to keep talking?
No, you can do your thing. I'll talk later.
Okay. I think for B, it is the sort of, like, motherly and nurturing quality she ended up taking on. Because when we first started, I didn't, like, super-duper know what I wanted to do with her. But as we kept playing and all of the events that kept occurring, I think Tanner was the first one who brought it up, of her having those qualities. And then, this is in a recording that probably will never get posted, but we were talking about the sort of parallels between that and her backstory. Because I talked about it a little bit, but, you know, her mother fell ill, and B came to the conclusion that, you know, she would never got to say goodbye and never got to resolve that story. So in a way, her doing all of this was her way of closure for that and for forgiveness for herself for that. And so that was something I just really enjoyed, like kind of playing out and developing throughout the whole campaign. For Frankie, I just liked how much of a shithead she was and how different she was from B. She was such a shithead. Like, she was just so, so different and so rowdy and rambunctious, and I just appreciated the sort of differentness I got to play. Because, you know, B's very level-headed and very like, no, we should not do anything rash. And one of Frankie's first big moments was killing a guy, so, you know.
So fast.
If I may.
Yeah.
As GM, I'd rather say what my favorite parts of everybody else's characters were, like each of the players, you know? Because my answer is like, yeah, whatever, right? But like, as for everybody else, I appreciated Araceli's conviction, and I appreciated Devon's confusion. because it both informs their characters very deeply, and it led to a lot of different, like, beats throughout the story that would not have happened had those characters not been the way they were, mm-hmm. you know? And it also connects them, because Devon found his conviction or was working on finding it, and Arcelli is kind of still a dumbass, but, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, he found his confusion. He's mystery hunting, dude.
Yeah, I mean, there are mysteries for him to unsolve, to solve. There we go. Unravel. Yeah, unravel. Thank you.
Well, I think one thing about him is he's kind of directionless. He just kind of joined the rebellion just kind of because, but now he kind of has a path.
Yeah, I was really happy that we got to do that at the end, because, like you said, I think you pressed out of silly about
it. Yeah, yeah. Titus was like, why are you even here?
Yeah. That was the right thing to do, I guess.
Titus, I enjoyed for the same reason I enjoyed Tandem, though Titus was a better example of it, just because we see more of him. He has his funny moments, but like Jesse said, there are some moments where Titus is just an alcoholic, like straight up, or like is haunted by the fact that most of his crew was killed. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and he escaped with like
fuck. Sorry, best moment. Fucking Titus choosing to change. Fucking Jesse changing his aspect,
dude.
To live a life worth living.
Dude. Bro! That should give me goosebumps.
Yeah. Fire roll.
You're so good,
dude. Pull it out.
You're not in front of your man.
You pull it out too.
Oh,
we gotta cut.
Yeah, them. Kim, pull it out, Kim.
Whoa.
Beat up Tanner.
Clobbery Tanner, dude.
But yeah, I appreciated Titus for that, like, navigation of, like, black and white. You know what I mean? Frankie,
I love Frankie, by the way. She's my
dude,
favorite.
We didn't see Frankie's sea shanty.
Oh, maybe we'll release that as, like, a little extra.
Dude, we should.
We still gotta do the TikTok thing.
Okay,
tag.
We'll do that
after
this.
TikTok.
Frankie, excuse me, sorry, a humanism, I guess. Like, I'm trying to, like, figure out, like, in a world where everybody else is a dragon rider, being the only person without a dragon is kind
just
of a tough, like,
baller.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Batman vibes, you know what I mean? Like, in that way, right? It's an important perspective to have. And especially in that last battle, I thought it was really important to highlight, like, you know, Frankie's still just a person. Like, you guys are two, but you have, you know,
beasts.
Yeah, by your side at all times. Frankie's on her own, you know? And be, a good, morality was a major theme of this season, and, B does a really good job of filling in those gaps where other characters might be lacking, you know?
B's just a good character. She's a good person.
She is a good person, and it's important in a story with not a lot of good people to have that, and I think it was nice to have that, you know? Because Araceli thinks he's good, and he is, right? But
he's a foolhardy dumbass. Like,
yeah, and Titus and Devon have their demons. Mabel is, as we talked about, not...
A bad person. Mabel's a bad person.
And Tandem is along with Titus, like, you know?
Yeah.
But B's good. Like, I'd say, I'd argue, just a good person. And that's
I'd agree with
not...
That.
In a world of, like, I think fun, right? Like, we had a lot of fun.
Very dark.
You know, it's still dark. There were a lot of rough moments.
Yeah.
But yeah. I appreciated player group a lot. It's a good thing, I guess, we're playing together for a while, huh?
I guess we're stuck together.
Yeah.
Do you want to go into Devon?
Oh, yeah, Devon. Stubbornness. I don't know. It was really hard for me to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate him for that. That's pretty much all I really have to say. Also, fucking dragons, dude.
I love dragons, dude.
You're
the dragon guy.
That's so good.
Not the soldier guy. Was Silver the magical girl? Was Silver the once at a time magic user?
Do you want to tell you?
Yeah, I mean we're not gonna like play again anytime soon.
That's true, and maybe we're... yeah, she is.
Oh, cool.
You aren't the one.
Yeah, you're gonna learn more about.
So, if you want me to tell you, and Arsa will find this out eventually.
Yeah,
you are like descended from a line of like. Magic warrior monks who are
cool.
supposed to find her.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah,
that's
and
sick.
Like train her. Yeah. But it's like that thing where her magic is already better than yours.
Yeah.
You should have been training your whole life to do this. You know.
Yeah, I came around a little late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I throw stuff at her so often.
Connected, but like, you know.
Yeah.
She's
in a different world.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, do we want to do more questions?
Yeah. So this one comes from Emily, and it's for Tanner specifically. For our GM, how did you go about creating this world? What slash, if anything, inspired you?
My God. Star Wars. It's all Star Wars.
it's just Star Wars.
I like The Last Jedi. I...
Dub, dub.
Yup, nub.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here anymore. I've thought about a world like this for a long time. I really like the French Revolution, and so I wanted to do something based off of that. Frankly, like...
So
I was like, how can I do the French Revolution, but I like dragons. And also, like...
dragons.
So...
But dragons.
I kind of was like, okay, I want, like, guns, light. I was just like, what do I want to do? Like, what sounds cool and fun, right? I have since we started this campaign, I've made changes to the world in my own head that can't obviously come to fruition here. But I just took inspiration from what I enjoyed historically, like pop culture-wise, my favorite worlds in fiction, and was like, what can I like combine together to make something kind of cool? That's all. Nice. You know?
Scoranges, dude.
It's very ad hoc, I'll say.
I forgot about scoranges.
It's okay. It's in the bloopers.
Okay.
You got time.
Okay.
But yeah.
Did you watch or read anything to prepare for it?
Star Wars.
Just Star Wars.
Star Wars.
He's crazy.
It's, God.
Yeah. It's I'm fortunate in that a lot of my favorite stuff is like I've watched enough and it influenced it, so like I didn't have to rewatch things. But like when I was first coming up with this, God, at the beginning of college, I watched a lot of How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
I also had recently watched Les Mis, and though I don't like that movie at all,
I've never watched Les Mis.
I have thoughts. But I liked a lot of the visual potential of that setting, so hence the whole French Revolution thing. Mm-hmm. If you look at a lot of, not to get like that guy, but if you look at a lot of the paintings that arose out of France in that period, they're beautiful in their way.
Sad.
But yeah, sad. Yeah. Like there's something to me at least.
Too.
Yeah. There's something like there's an undertone.
Hopeful for the future, although.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. There's this like, it's hopeful. Like the message is hopeful, but there's still like, oh, people are dying.
But maybe my son's life will be better.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of yeah.
And so I really liked that idea too. So yeah, I could probably go on this for a while.
So then. Does this mean that Titus becomes Napoleon? This world Napoleon?
Is it? What do you think that means? That's what I'm thinking.
If we do a second campaign, I'll level with you. We're doing Napoleon, and he's not the good guy.
Dude, lit.
Didn't Napoleon tell his girl to be dirty for him when he gets home? Didn't he say that? He said, don't wash for me.
I
respect it.
If we play a solo game or on a pod, like at some point, that's what I was thinking.
Your second campaign going to be? Have you given it any thought?
You guys, it's either your characters
not this second campaign. I'm talking like for the pod.
Adam.
Did have you given any thought? I mean, it's a ways away.
It's a while out, but...
I hope I have at least, like, 6 months. Like, guys, give me at
least...
You have more than six months.
God. It'll probably be shorter. And I don't know what system I want to run. I'm looking at a few different ones. It's tough.
Well, because I'm looking at the barrel of probably about the same amount of episodes as you. Like 30 to 50.
Thank God. I really... When I was... I will say, before I started this campaign, I was looking at a lot of different systems. And I really like the idea, and I brought this up to you guys, but for the audience... Of like a legend, like Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Breath of the Wild, slash Miyazaki, minimalist exploration of like a fantasy world like that. Yeah. I like that idea a lot. Yeah. And it'd be a lot easier than this. I'll level with you.
Dude, I'm in.
But we'll see. You know, time will tell, right?
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, we have a lot of questions, guys.
Rad. Yeah, we can go through a few more.
So many. Excuse you. Ugh.
Open your mouth, Adam.
I think this will
clip that shit.
This will be fun for us to
keep going.
Don't clip it.
Why are you fucking crinkling?
Keep going.
No, because you're fucking crinkling.
Because this is extra
get
content.
Get me out
so
of here.
Crinkle.
I don't want to be here.
We can power through it.
I need help.
Can I power through it? That's the question. Anyways, since we're at the end. I think everybody should explain their character lore. That's this question.
So like go over like the full backstory.
Full backstory. What is because a lot of it is either is kind of hinted at or kind of said but never fully explained. So They I want to know what Titus is dealing with.
Titus.
Yeah.
They don't pay us.
So, it's obviously, although Titus doesn't admit it, the Titus is like a title that's passed on through the past 100 years. I'm sure everyone figured that out.
Where did it come from?
Oh, yeah, you know. And then there wasn't really much thought put into the backstory of Titus himself. It's just been 100 years. Mm-hmm. And then, I hadn't really talked to Tanner about, like, his backstory that much, but kind of, like, my headcanon was that he was just some poor kid, ends up accidentally killing a guy. Mm-hmm. Like my thought is that he like, went to a bakery to steal some food and then, like, kills the guy on accident, and he kind of runs away. And then in the night runs into this pirate ship that's, like, stopped down for repairs, and then kind of joins up, and then very quickly climbs the ranks.
That's
as
pretty
Titus.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And then his whole thing is that he's like super successful as Titus, and like he was like just tearing through.
Uh-huh.
But it got him like a real big head. Mm-hmm. So he ended up like, so the Empire put down a trap of like, oh, this ship is full of so much silver and gold. And he's like, well, we're gonna go get this. And then it ends up it's an ambush. And so, like Tempest, so they all get attacked, and Tempest gets really badly injured, and so he chooses to abandon them instead of staying and fighting.
Oh,
very good. That's actually fantastic.
And then
he's
found in a bar by Mabel.
Lovely. I love that it started with him like murdering someone on accident.
Yeah.
And I'm not being like facetious. Like that's very like.
That's just Frankie.
No, because you're so like, I feel like he's so wishy-washy because. I feel like Titus so badly wants to be a good person, and I feel like he thinks he doesn't deserve to be a good person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when he does side with Odyssey about, like, oh, maybe we shouldn't kill people, or maybe we shouldn't do this, or sometimes it sounds like he doesn't, he wants to side with, like, the moral high ground, but, like, he feels like he can't be in the moral high ground, and he wishy-washes because he's like, well, me saying it's ridiculous. I don't have the right to say it kind of thing. At least that's what I got from him.
Yeah.
I love him. He's great.
Yeah, pretty much it.
Do you want me or Tanner to go next?
I feel like Devon's was the most like laid out throughout the story.
It got talked about a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's really simple. He was just a rich kid from up top.
And he got sound on a job.
And it went south and he found himself in the rebellion and that's just kind of what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cut and dry.
Yeah. Odyssey was pretty, it was like fucking simple because it was like our first game. So I was like, I want to go something real trope heavy.
Hmm.
And so I went with like, you know, foster kid with like powers, right? Like, you know, my old parent. Yeah, I wanted to go really trope heavy because it was like early on. And it was very like, I mean, dragons are always high fantasy informed, even if it's not a high fantasy setting. And so I thought that lending itself to trope heavy would be fun. But yeah, I really much enjoyed Odyssey. He was exciting. Reyna was, I don't know, like I know we've mildly mentioned it, but so beforehand we did like a little one shot fucking, 30 years or 50 years before?
30
years before where we are now. And Reyna was someone else's dragon. And even before him, it was that guy's mom's dragon. And that guy, V and Devon were on a mission, and that guy kind of had to go south and made a call that sort of fucked V and Devon over in terms of, like, being seen as criminals to the
Republic.
To the Republic. But so, Reyna, I know I mentioned it because the first time Reyna ever met Odyssey was catching him. Odyssey and his buddy had made this little flying contraption. They didn't balance out exactly how much fuel he needed. Odyssey got carried away flying and began to fall and was plummeting to his death and was caught by Reyna. And I don't know why. Like, we talked about it. Tanner and I talked about it. And there's no... I don't think we ever gave it a serious reason, which I think is sometimes a little nicer. Like, I think, you know, maybe she saw the flames and...
I have my own thoughts.
Yeah?
But...
I would love to hear them.
You remember how I said that you are... Arceli, was descended, is in theory, like, descended somehow. You don't know, but eventually you find that out, at least. Reyna's dragons were bred for you guys to find silver. So you kind of, she found you, and it's kind of like a, yes.
Yeah, we're supposed to hang out.
Yeah, we're supposed to be together.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, and I know some of the only things that I knew about my character were that he was given his name. Odyssey was his parents' last name. But he had the fucking the dress on him, and he was delivered by a dragon to his current farm parents, and he was raised as a lowlander and not really told about anything of his life. So that was the only things I had informed of him.
I think I'll start with Frankie because she's a little easier. Mm. She was really just a cut and dry kind of opposite of B, of someone who is so committed to a cause, she'll do anything. And so that's really where Frankie came from. I just wanted a descent from B because I didn't want to play the same character twice. And then for B, like you mentioned, we played a one-shot because Tanner wanted to test out the system and that sort of thing, and we were trying to figure out what characters we wanted to play and that sort of thing.
World.
So I had created B. You know, as I think about a lot of the characters that I make for just games in general, I guess I kind of have a thing of creating someone of, what if they were put in a position they didn't want to be put in? Maybe that's something I'll have to unpack in my 30s, but you know. but I was really just like, well, what would that look like of someone who wanted to be a dragon racer who didn't, but could only get access to dragons through being a cavalier, but her family's like a line of cavaliers, and so she's expected to take that on, but she doesn't want to. That's, she's seen that her whole life. She doesn't like that sort of shit. And so then we go on this whole mission, and so pretty much what Tanner does to us is say that there is a package that we need to intercept, and that we end up finding out that it is a ship full of dragons that we're getting shipped to the lowlands. And pretty much the Republic just wanted to snuff it out and make it look like an accident, and that was that.
It was the catalyst.
Yeah, and pretty much how that ended up playing out was it went south very, very fast. Adam's character that he played in that one made a call.
I was a shirker who didn't want to be a cavalier to begin with.
Yeah.
And the only way I could keep my mom's dragon was to be a cavalier. And so really it's on them for letting me be a cavalier, because I did not earn that position.
Yeah, and so that happened and pretty much took out, because we were playing with someone else, and they made the call that they were still heavily on the Republic's side. And, you know, B and Devon were, I think B was 18 and Devon was 19.
Yeah.
And when we did that. And it was pretty much just like a kid getting to realize, you know, just how bad it all was.
Yeah.
Like, she had lived in it, but it's one of those things where it was like, you know, you don't really pay attention until you have to start paying attention.
Yeah.
And so there was that, and then pretty much for those 30 years in between, it was a lot of her hiding out of fear, and fear for her family, and just making sure, like, they, you know, she didn't want them to be in any danger or any sort of thing. But then, you know, then the rebellion came out. There was like whispers and stuff about it, and she was like, maybe I can actually do something. And like I said in the pod throughout, she originally joined because she was just, she didn't like Ableism. The Republic.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to see them topple. So yeah.
Tanner, give us Mabel.
Yeah.
Mabel is ex-cavalier.
Oh, that bitch. Yeah, that makes sense.
And lost his dragon. And that's what radicalized him. Him and Jack, if it's okay with you, knew each other back, like, then.
Yeah.
But Jack knows to keep that on the DL.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Well, there's reasons that Jack was so, like, down to just kill people for Mabel.
Yeah, I think Mabel...
Now he has to kill Mabel, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say, like, that's kind of thing. Jack's kind of, like Mabel's radical in one way, where his ideology is kind of, like, you have to do what you have to do. Like,
yeah.
As long as you accomplish what you ideologically set out to do, you know, like, and it's kind of just by the means. Maybe Jack's a little more like, we can't compromise on it, because then what's the point if we get to that, you know?
Yeah.
Nonetheless, ex-Cavalier, his dragon died. That radicalized him because it was the Republic's fault. Bad mission, like, bad time, just like, you know. And Tandem is a... like third generation pirate.
That's like, awesome,
that's
dude.
So
like
cool.
Raises the pirate is sick.
Like, but like his grandparents were pirates, you know.
Dude, that's sick. Vargash
is Okay, sorry.
Sick
I'm trying.
As fuck. That's he's what sick she is. As fuck.
So her race, the Gaians, you tend to stay away from. They're not a part of the Republic. They are like there are Gaians in the Republic, but they have an entire like own society down below. Fargash was born a slave, revolted, and took control. And the Republic was the easiest target for her as a pirate. Because that's the only thing she could figure she'd do.
Sick as fuck.
And
sick as fuck.
I mean, you saw her pretty mid in her career. She's still got a ways to go, guys.
Yeah. Did she date Tandem? Is that why they have this?
Oh, yeah.
We gotta know, dude.
No. Tandem and Vargash, early in Tandem's career, had a scuffle between their ships. Vargash lost her ship. Tandem kept his.
That's real.
They interact afterwards plenty of times. You guys don't see it. Yeah. Again, this is a few years down the road. But Tandem's, you know, she could kill Tandem. He got lucky. But
how does Vargash feel about Adiseli?
She hates all of you.
I get it. It's merited.
I also get it.
Yeah, if I were her, I'd hate us too.
I would.
Another question.
Okay.
Let's do like two more.
Okay, let me see, because I was
fucking
like...
Adam.
We'll try to burn through what?
Well, I was thinking we do this one, which is kind of serious, and then we do a quick fire round of all the silly questions we
got. Okay,
okay. Okay. So, this one comes from CJ. Thank you, the homie, CJ. Coming from home games to sessions recorded to be released to the public, what was the biggest hump to get over, and how has it changed how you plan to approach the beginning of season two?
I haven't DM'd in years. like, it's so hard, like, to get, like... Like, it's like, it's not like riding a bike for me, at least. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh my god, like, I've learned so much about games and, like, story. Like, I can't, like, reconciling with that took me a while. Mm-hmm. So, like, that was for, like, it wasn't from a home game to, like, DMing, but kind of, you know what I mean? Like, or from a home game to recording. That was it for me.
Yeah. I kind of want to go into this one. I'm probably going to be mildly long-winded on it because it's important to me. But what?
So valid.
So, first off, I play with everybody here.
Yeah.
A little humble brag here. I got this together. I pitched it. Mm-hmm. I selected everybody to be in it.
Everybody?
And then
round of applause.
Avengers.
Yeah, you guys are my Avengers. I am Nick Fury. I selected you guys. I picked everybody out. I mean, obviously, I don't run it by myself. It cannot happen without the people I have here. But I specifically selected everyone here for a reason. Like, it wasn't, like, for no reason, right?
Can I be Hawkeye?
Do you want to be Hawkeye?
No.
He kills the Hulk, dude.
I was like, why do you
want to
be Hawkeye?
He kills Banner in the comics, bro.
Oh, I was like, in the...
Yeah, because Banner gets unhulked, and then he's like, if I'm ever going to Hulk again, kill me. And then he does it. And they're like, dude, you can't just kill people. And he's like, Banner was going to Hulk again. He told me to kill him. And they fucking arrest Hawkeye.
So,
anyways.
Crazy. Anyways.
But so, I am our longtime DM. I've DM'd for a very long time, mostly in 5e. I've done a couple other games here and there. I make the joke I always have a one-shot loaded, which is true. I have, like, 3 one-shots ready to go at most times. Half the time I fucking wing one-shots sometimes. I'm just very comfortable DMing with my friends, right? And so in terms of getting to here, right, and recording this...
I have a question that goes into this. How long have you had this idea?
The podcast idea?
Yeah,
specifically
like,
this version?
Like, has it... evolved in how many times?
Okay, well, first off, Jesse and I were in a D&D podcast I was like 15.
Yeah.
We will not say the name of it because I don't want it to be looked up.
We don't need to.
It was bad. We had one mic in the middle of the table and we weren't funny.
A couple years back, I listened to it again. I'm like,
it's bad. It's bad. I sound like a little fairy. And I had not hit puberty yet. I think I was like 14 or 15. I was a late bloomer. My voice had not changed whatsoever. And so I was talking like this the whole time.
Oh.
And it was really bad. And I was also pitching my voice up for a bit that wasn't funny enough for me to be pitching my voice up that long.
Ah.
Anyways, it was a bad time.
Yeah.
But it was just recording home games, and our home games at the time weren't good.
Yeah.
But anyways, that, obviously, I enjoy making media and creating media. Jesse and I also, we have a podcast that I'm very proud of, Creepy Crawling Cryptids.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of love on it. We have a lot of listens. We just, unfortunately, don't have the time to spare to do it often. But every once in a while, we'll probably drop an episode here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want it to be completely abandoned.
But... Yeah, no, yeah, I'd love to. Listen, when we blow up here, we can do Creepy Crawling Cryptids full time. dude, I would love to keep Creepy Crawling. We got a lot of views.
It was kind of
crazy.
I did the art for that one, too.
You did, dude. You're a killer. But, you know, and so I've done podcasts forever. But this specific one, fuck. I want to say
Adam met me, and he's like, I need to do it with that guy.
Exactly.
And ever since, it's been ruminating in his mind these past couple years.
I want to say 2 or 3 years.
How long we've known each other.
That is sort of the burgeonings of the idea. But it's because I was playing better D&D. That's what started.
D&D. When we started playing
and
together.
And I was experiencing more D&D in different medias. And because I first played D&D because of Jesse and our buddies and Talon's brother. And yeah, and that was the first time I ever experienced D&D. I didn't find out about D&D pods and shit until I started listening until I was already in my 20s. So I am a nerd, not a grandfather in nerd, you know. Mm-hmm. NADPOD and Dimension 20 and Critical Role, obviously, all great. NADPOD is my favorite D&D thing out. And I liked what NADPOD was doing. Not another D&D podcast, right? Because the first thing was about characters who were cleaning up the mess that were made by the heroes in the beginning. And so I wanted to do something a little different, and I wanted to do something kind of, what is it called when it's a collection of something? I can't think of what that's called.
A gaggle?
I want to say oncological, but it's not oncological, but that's cancer. a collection, but it's not a collection. It doesn't matter.
Anthology.
Anthology, yeah. I wanted to do something anthology. I think what I originally pitched it as was Tales from the Tabletop, and everyone was like, I love alliteration, if you can't tell. And everyone's like, that name's trash. And I was like, we're not going to do the pod then. But yeah.
It's funny because I found out that there is a podcast that is almost Tales from the Tabletop. Like, I think there's one thing that's slightly different.
Funny Structural School. Yeah. It's a great name. It was a joke
that
name.
That was definitely the slam dunk.
Yeah,
like, I think Kim came up with that.
She
one.
Did, yeah, because it was a joke name.
We were literally sitting at that table over there, and we were texting into the Discord just different name ideas because we were
just throwing
weeks,
them on a board.
Weeks, maybe a couple months even, of us trying to come up with
a name. Oh, yeah, it took us a while to come up with a
name. Well, because it was what we were doing.
Tanner was stuck. Was stuck on fucking, what was it? It was just binding. It was just different things about book binding. It was a lot of those.
They were clever.
You mean, there was like 6 different book binding puns.
Yeah, it's true.
They were all funny.
But no, Kim did like, haha, like 5 minutes of trench coat, and we were like, haha. And Jesse's like, is that it?
And then we texted it into the Discord, and then it was it.
Yeah, here we are. But yeah, anyways, a big thing about transferring in. I mentioned it earlier in this. We started off cloistered. I picked everyone for a particular reason. Tamlin is fantastic, and Kim is fantastic when they really dig into their character and roleplay. Like, that's how they started playing D&D, which is lucky for them. Tanner, Jesse, and I started playing 3.5, and we have played grindy games, and we have gone into roleplaying more recently. So our inference of the game is very different than theirs. Jesse, in my opinion, is just an absolutely fantastic player. I hate to say it, but you know. But so, we started off really cloistered, which was a big worry for me. Tanner.
It's fine. Keep going. Stop.
Go listen to the thing I talked about you on.
I don't remember.
It's true.
Yeah, but I actually...
No. Stop. I was kidding. Keep going.
Tanner's gonna
walk. I had to pick you. I picked you because...
No, stop.
You...
Don't do it. Don't do it. Not like this.
An absolutely kind of like ridiculous amount of experience. The only person... The only people at this table who have even close to the same amount of experience as you are me and Jesse.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
You're just well informed of the games. And you're a great player.
Guys,
and I'm glad you got a DM first.
I need to leave.
A big reason for picking you, you had DMing experience.
That's true.
And... I was like, well, we need someone to start. It can't be Kim or Tamlin. Like, it won't be Kim or Tamlin.
No.
I want 5 people. I don't know if Jesse wants to start. Like, I didn't want to start you. And I didn't want to start me because I pitched it. And I didn't want to make it seem like, it's my show. I need to do, you know? And so, you were kind of the perfect fit.
We also, rolled for it randomly.
Yeah.
By the way.
I thought you were like, we had a list of about 5 people or 6 people.
No,
we rolled a D6.
No.
I was like, you guys.
These are the people
we it's fine. I'm just fucking around.
But anyways, we started off very cloistered, and that worried me in the very beginning because this group was selected on purpose because they think we're all fantastic and we make a great play group. And here we are. Yeah.
Slay.
And we got out of it.
Slay.
I'm sorry I was so long-winded with that one.
Nah, but this is your baby.
I thought the baby was your baby. I made that character, that little baby dragon, for you, Adam.
You.
Dude, that's a lie. Kevin stole it.
Yeah.
You made it for Devon.
Yeah.
You made it for me.
That's right.
And then I stole it.
Fuck you.
You
stole it right when I was like, yes, Devon gets the second dragon.
I didn't know her was due to be a bitch.
Yeah, that's so valid.
That's so funny.
He was gonna kill you, so.
He was, Jesus Christ. I guess on the subject of being cloistered, a big thing for me was remembering that I had a mic in front of my face and having to forget that I had a mic in front of my face while also semi being aware that there's a mic in front of my face. Mm-hmm. It's a really weird thing when you start doing a podcast, and especially an actual play performance, right? Mm-hmm. Because it is, you still have to, wow, all right, that was gross.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, it just distracted me. But because you have to be, you have to make your decisions a little more tactfully in an AP than you do in your home games, right? Because, you know, you make a decision in an AP, and that really informs where you go, Mr. Kidnapping the Prisoner. And while in home games, you can, A, be a little more wishy-washy, B, you usually are given a little bit more time to make your decisions, and, you know, there's a little bit more, I don't want to say freedom, but I guess freedom in a home game than there is doing this.
I'd agree.
And so it was very much trying to learn and teeter that balance of, you know, being organic while also being aware that I am being recorded.
Jesse?
I don't know, because I'm just kind of here for the ride, mostly.
Dude, Jesse's it's true. To Ken. Huh? If you think about it, Jesse's just a Ken, you know, if you think about
that
it.
That is true.
Ken. You're like, I'm just Ken. It's like, you're a Jesse.
Dude, he is just Ken. I'm Alan.
I don't know, it just feels weird because, like,
Alan.
I'm kind of the only one without, like, an artistic background, you know? I don't have degrees in writing or anything.
But you're not, though, because you started your degree in art.
Yeah, like, I didn't do anything stuff. With it.
No, but that's something that you're informed in.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, like, kind of. Jesse, but I don't consider myself an artist.
I got your back. You're not an artist at all. You have no artistic ability.
Well,
all
right.
Thanks, okay. Buddy.
Just to be clear, like, I have my English degree. I'm not a writer.
Also, motherfucker started out in pre-med.
Yeah, let's shit on everybody here, actually. I like that vibe.
Dude, Tanner was the
you guys shit on me now? Adam, you didn't need to bring
Tanner
it up.
Tanner was the fucking game designer major who played bass.
I did not major. I did not major in game design.
God. Tanner's insufferable. I won't even lie, dude. I hated Tanner when I first, before I actually talked to him, I did not care. in school, I had him a couple classes, and, like, one time, I don't know why he played bass, bro, like, in class, and I was like, get a load of this fucking
cut this out.
Yeah, to meet him, and I was like, all right, he's actually pretty dope.
Kim. Remove it.
Yeah, sorry.
I hope you know that this is mostly going up unedited, so.
Give me the file. I'll do it myself.
Yeah, it's just stitched together, just all of us saying, I love Tanner.
It's like AI voices, like, I love Tanner, like, really bad one, you know?
Robot Tanner!
Yeah. I love Tanner.
You play so many video games, and you've played D&D for so long. Like, I don't think you realize how long you play D&D for.
You're right. Like 10 years, probably.
It's been longer than that,
dude. Day, Jesse's got.
Because you guys got me into D&D when I was still in junior high, so I was like 12 or 13.
And Jesse was like 27 now.
Yeah,
like back then.
Yeah,
you know?
Jesse was like 34. Jesse's 50, guys.
Can you imagine if we were all like in our mid-20s and Jesse's fucking 50?
Jesse just rocks, dude.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
He's our
grandpa. Awesome. Jesse, do you want to be our grandpa, dude?
Hi,
kid.
Diddler.
I'm just so nervous all the time.
It's true. She is. I try to shake her out of it.
Yeah, it's very hard for me.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Because,
like, I'm going to be the character that's kind of the leader.
Yeah, I love when Talon's like, I need to make a decision.
Dude, it's...
For, like, 3 minutes.
It's so crazy. I, like...
It's so crazy.
I think there's a 5 minute him and ha that we had to cut out at a point.
At a point, probably. Yeah. I don't remember. It's editing's a lot.
Okay, cutting it down to 2 minutes. Progress.
It's true.
Yeah,
because it did take her 2 minutes. I hate when we had to give her 30 seconds.
That one was 2 minutes in that last one because you fucking were like, let me just make things harder for Taylan real quick. Yeah. I was like, I had my decision.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
Like, you can only get this. Better at something if you do it, like, more difficultly.
I throw up. I throw up a little bit. I throw up on a floor.
It's like exercise. Your muscle only grows if you train it.
Your character's kind of the leader in the next one, too.
Fucking
is she really? I thought
yes.
She was.
She's the main contact.
Yeah, dude.
Why do I keep doing this to myself, guys?
Subconsciously, you're making a challenge for yourself.
Subconsciously, I know I need it.
It's okay.
I just wanted to play a sexy bitch. Dude. I don't know.
My next character is so not foolhardy.
Let's reveal that at the very end of this episode.
Oh, okay. Right.
Silly questions, and then we reveal, yeah. And then we go.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Let's go rapid fire.
We'll do rapid fire, and we'll just like do two people answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Or do we want to do everyone answer?
No, two people answer.
Or everyone answer only.
You
one
were the
sentence.
One who said it.
No, I don't know. You looked at me and said, "Do you want to do everyone answer?"
No.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if we wanted to.
I like the idea of two people answering. It's fun. Yeah. Fun that way. Dynamic.
Let's start for this one. Mm-hmm. Do Adam and Tanner kiss on the low?
Oh.
All right. No. Yeah. Adam and I will not respond. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Duh. 100%.
On the low, though.
I mean, it's pretty out in the open.
Yeah, exactly.
So the answer then is no.
Yeah. No, we don't kiss on the low.
It's on the high.
On the high, bro.
We're kissing right now.
Can I be the next Titus the Typhoon?
Kim, Jesse, you answer.
I mean, that depends. Are you cool as shit?
Are you cool as fuck? That's all I have to say.
Answer.
Yep.
Are you Frankie? Then yes.
Do you accidentally roll an 8 and absolutely obliterate him?
Oh my god.
Actually, some of those were some of my favorite moments when the dice just like, I get all pluses. Like, that happened to Tandem like twice where it was the moments he looked at you guys, like turns, look at you guys, and just whips out and fucking blows the guy. Yeah. You know.
Dude, fucking dude. Whips out a blows
the guy. Blows the guy, dude.
Fucking Tanner, dude.
So funny,
dude. Oh my God. Both guys head off. There we go.
Absolutely funny, dude.
Okay, so I have to make a note of this one. This one comes from not Jesse. Is Jesse as cool and sexy as he sounds on the pod? And Jesse can't answer this one.
Okay. Yeah, Adam and Tanlin answer.
Yeah. You go first, Tanlin.
Jesse is definitely a sexy, cool.
Debatable.
I've known Jesse for almost half of my life now, maybe half of my life now. And I will say, like, a comfy 40 to 50% of the things I'm currently interested in are probably kind of because of Jesse. So I guess he's pretty cool. Sexy, obvi.
Yeah, dude. Lips? You see those kissable lips?
Dude, Jesse's lips are very soft.
Adam knows about it.
Dude, fucking Jesse going,
Can Tanner do the Renegade?
What?
Tanner do what?
The Renegade.
The Renegade.
Dude.
It's a fucking
stupid TikTok or something.
Yeah.
I'm just old. Yeah, I don't do TikTok.
Oh, fuck, I'm old too! Which one's the Renegade?
The Renegade is, it was like a TikTok one.
You don't know the fucking Renegade either!
It was like Renegade. Whoa, I know it! I know it! I'm young! I'm the youngest one on the pod!
Oh my god.
Who asked this, Kim?
There was no name attached to this.
Buddy, I've never been on TikTok in my life. I'm sorry.
No, he's on Reels, guys.
and barely on that.
He sends you shit you saw on TikTok like 2 months ago.
He randomly will send you a weird edit of Jar Jar Binks.
That's not true. Actually, I did that one. I did do that one. Yeah, but you like Jar Jar Binks.
I love it.
You like Jar Jar Binks. I don't know.
More angry cow noises, maybe? From everyone. Tanner, start us off.
What kind of angry cow is Jesse doing, dude?
He's a hungry angry cow.
He's
the imposter, dude, for the Among Us.
No way.
For Chandlin, will your relationship continue as you move on to the next season? It's the most stable relationship I've ever been in.
Oh.
With the
audience.
Oh my god. I hope so.
Tamlin, you're developing a codependent relationship with the audience. You know when
parasocial.
Yeah,
I thank
you.
I support it. Keep going.
Great.
I just want to make it 100% clear. I am 100% joking. If I do not know you, do not talk to me.
I encourage you guys to like DM me, but I won't respond.
I'll keep nagging the group. I'm trying to cement myself as the bad boy of the podcast.
That's so right. That's true.
You're really trying.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. So the neg is going to keep going.
Those are all the silly questions we had. All
right. So do we kind of want to do a quick little like what's next?
You know what? If you've listened this far, I think we should.
Yeah.
You deserve
Jesse.
It.
Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk's sad.
Sup, chooms.
Dude, hell yeah, dude.
You sent us a thing we have to review.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm going to do that probably tomorrow. It's going to be all the slang, and I'm gonna enforce several. There's going to be like a group of them that I'm going to enforce.
Dude, I'm excited. Okay. Dude, I'm stripping on my Chrome and spend some Eddies. I'm so excited, you guys. It's going to be fucking rad.
This fucking gong is ready.
Dude, it's great.
Can I be Keanu?
I mean, look, do whatever you want. Because, it's only like $2,000 to completely change your look in that world.
So. Really?
Yeah.
It's cheap as hell.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Anyways.
Let's do quick little character reveals, like just minor, like this is what I'm playing. This is what I'm going to do.
I'm playing a man. His name is John Reynolds, and he's a gunslinger solo.
Yeah. I'm playing, what are they called?
Medtech?
Yeah, Medtech. I'm Doc Kupersky. I go by Doc.
You're a Ripper Doc.
Yeah, I'm a Ripper Doc, and I'm a little depressed and very gay.
Yeah, that's it's true.
No, that is canonical.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing a little fucking guy.
That's what you played this game too, my dude.
Yeah.
Two characters, little guys.
Yeah. Kim is in fact a little guy.
Yeah, it's Kim true. Is quite
all
small.
Of most of my characters are little dudes because they say right what you know. and his name is Aku. And
they say write what you know.
They do.
Yeah, no, they do. Kim, that was awesome.
And you know what I do? I write what I know. But Aku is a weird little guy. That's all I'll say. You'll figure out what he's like.
Kim's my favorite member of the podcast.
Oh, thanks.
It doesn't count.
Okay. I'm playing a baddie.
also the leader.
I guess, yeah. You know me. Yeah, make things hard for myself. Anyways, huge tits and rack.
What's her name?
Her name is Madame Despair, or Desiree Sinclair, and she's very
so
cool.
So good, dude.
I like that it rhymes.
Yeah. Oh,
I love that it rhymes.
Let's save our fate character sheets, so that way we become famous, and we can option them off.
Oh, dude, my God, yeah.
Mine would have to come fight out of it, bro.
I have, like, 7, because I keep forgetting them. So
mine has, like,
that just means more money, dude.
Yeah, that means extra. Yeah, we get the OG, right? And then we get the last recording session character sheets.
Dude, we're on to it. All right, guys, thank you guys so much for listening. Yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
I mean, for you guys, it'll technically be next week, but for us...
Will it? Because I thought we were going to take a 2-week release break in between finale and the...
No, but in between, it's going to be this and then blooper reel. And then we go into...
Okay. Yeah, so you'll hear our voices.
Yeah, you won't miss us too much, I promise.
I just want you to know that whatever you're experiencing while you're listening to this... we had not experienced, and we are just way in the past. Like, I want you to think about that, how, like, everything that you're experiencing. The us that you're listening to are uses that aren't even aware of what you're aware of in that time.
Christmas hasn't come yet. We're still in 2023, baby.
Yeah,
okay,
you're
actually,
gonna hear this in 2024.
Actually, it is 10:47 p.m. on Saturday, December 16th, 2023. I would just like to say...
So, when you're listening to this... In 3052,
drop it in the comments.
Yeah, drop it in the comments. We'll check them out. Yeah. In Cyberpunk, 80-year-olds look like 50-year-olds because if you have money,
that's hot. Buddy. If something crazy happens tomorrow, the people you're hearing right now don't know about it.
Yeah, crazy.
We could all be dead,
dude. And we're just knock on wood.
Right. Somebody just randomly found this and uploaded it. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. Fucking
in the post.
Just Drake, hey Slim. Okay. It's me. Just took a 40 right. Debbie to drive. oh shit, how am I send this shit out?
No, you guys make a good point. It's important that for posterity, if the apocalypse happens, we need to teach them the English language. You guys can go. I'm gonna start going over how to learn English if you have no idea what even human language is. Okay. So you guys head out.
Okay, let me learn you English.
Are you gonna learn from the white man?
Wow. No, she's right.
The only white guy on the pod.
Yeah.
He's our token.
Why guy?
Arf, arf.
Why are you putting your hand like that?
Arf, arf. Arf, arf. Arf, arf. Dog.
All right. Let's end it there. Good Lord. Send it on Arfarf Dog. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dude, that was 5 p.m.
Meow cat. Dude.